the half back. You're not paying 750 for it.
No, we've learned that lesson, haven't we? I think Carlton learned that lesson.
Yeah, they've learned that lesson so far. So, look, if he's not really fast and he's not really chasing a big quid, just you need to pay a big quid to get him out for a start. So,
we're saying 750 for 4 years at Fremantle, which is above what he's worth already. North.
I would be going to North. But they, in 2 or 3 years' time, they're going to be awesome if they can keep all their players. So Cunnington's probably got at least one more, maybe two tops. They got LDU, who's young. They got Simkin, Stevenson, Thomas in the midfield. I'm missing two or three, I think.
I'm not convinced on Phillips, Lazaro. But it's early days.
No, he's going to be a good player. Trust me, he's going to be a good player. He's going to be a gun.
What's his attributes to make him a gun?
He's under 18s. He got the contest as good as Rao. So he was as good as Rao a year younger. He was racking up 30s. Rao was getting 40s. So
Rao's 90 kilos, though. He's built like Ben Cunnington already.
I don't think they're similar height, I think. Give him a year or two. He's just starting to get into his rhythm at the moment. He looked pretty good last weekend. Mind you, he had a stack of space against Carlton. I think they're going to have a super midfield here, and they've got going to have a really good blend of in and out mids, and I think he could slot in there beautifully. And I suspect won't be next year, possibly the year after they'll challenge the eight, and I would expect the year after definitely eight.